Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Om Shanti, Buddha Prashanbhai. Welcome to the Seeing Into Being program. It's so nice to have you with us today. Welcome, Om Shanti. And, you know, we're very much looking forward to hear from you because we've known you for many, many years, and we appreciate your unique way of thinking and seeing. So because we're first going to start with the seeing, we want to know what's your personal experience or your introduction to Golden Age as well, when you came into Gyan and in your early days, when the concept was presented to you, the knowledge was given to you about the Golden Age. What was your initial reaction or experiences you had in the early days of that Golden Age?
In the early days, maybe nothing, no experience of the Golden Age. And maybe very, very our imagination, maybe some idea of some perfection and plenty. But I won't give too much importance to that early idea.
So what happened afterwards? From nothing, how did it become something?
How it grew. Yes, and of what the big, if there is a progress, a big a shift, was experiencing the consciousness, one can say, understanding what is happening, leave aside the Golden Age, but knowing the potential of the human being, what is possible to experience, that the richness of the mind. And in this, there is both richness of the head and richness of the heart. And when that experience started to come and explored it more, then there was a contrast seen with oneself, you know, what exists at the present time and what exists in the world, you know, just the degraded version that exists, and we think it is something somehow very special. And the genuine, you know, the original heart and the mind that is possible for us, that contrast stood out. And that gave the insight what maybe, you know, this is like a reflection of what is to come in the Golden Age.
Can you try to be to describe it a little bit better, the contrast that you're talking about, the potential of the mind and the heart? How does that translate for you in the vision of the future?
In this mind, where there is zero ego, in a mind that has got zero sorrow, mind that has zero desires, just knowing this mind, and this mind, and it not just happened, but it is like also at the same time realizing this is for everyone, this is the normal starting position of everyone. And in this mind, they know what bliss is and what real peace is and what authentic virtue is. And when you are seeing that mind, you are also seeing what happens in myself, as we said, but also in the world, where you are trying to be virtuous, trying to experience some, you know, peace and some kind of happiness. And in a true sense, it almost appeared fake, or it appeared a pretense. And that is the best we know and may not know what is missing. But the original and the authentic peace, authentic love, authentic bliss, that huge personality that we are really, you know, everyone knows it, they have the experience of it, but we are ordinarily trying to come, pretend to be there or happy with a fraction of it in some distorted way. This is what stood out, that contrast stood out. And then that is like a, if you know this is what perfect heart and the mind is, you know, I'm using the word heart and the head, then you understand how the society will be if they all come in this space.
So you've been more into a state of being than in a state of seeing. Seeing, I mean, in first degree of the sense of visualizing crowns and peacocks and gold palaces, right? So you've been more into that state of being.
That was the process for me, to know the heart, and other than know the personality. And golden age, in even when it is the golden age, it is not the outer world. You know, we can get golden, you know, some crowns here also, but golden age is golden age because of what is happening in the minds of the people.
I think this is really interesting because we have that attraction, of course, maybe for the beauty of the golden age, and Baba has been describing at length the details of the golden age in terms of, you know, the song of the birds and the fruits in the trees. He has been describing what will happen really over there. So how do you, you know, sometimes we may think it's a little bit of a fantasy or a little bit of an illusion, all these kind of bird singings all the time and mango juice coming from the tree. How do you compose your being with that vision that is being presented of golden age at the moment? Do you have another insight into how it's really going to look like in the golden age?
Yes. At this subtle level, you know, when we create more time in this space where everyone is in this dimension, in full light, it is beyond the physical level. You know that everyone in their original and eternal state is like this, egoless. Everyone is worthy of greatest respect. Everyone is worthy of immense love. They are lovely, childlike, and godlike, because they are out of all ignorance, in full clarity. They are worthy of that respect. Now that becomes, you know, like a silent dance. The experience is as if here is a celestial dance going on. Silent dance. There is no physical dance required, but all feel the same, all know the same. There is sense of belonging, sense of respect. Now, if this is what is happening at a subtle level, this is what is happening in the minds, then physical world is a reflection of this. The dance at a physical level, you know, you can almost see that is bound to happen. More people experience this and grasp this subtlety, crystallize it, you know, make it strong for ourselves, and collectively it becomes strong. Physical world will follow the dance, what Baba describes at various times. That is like, you know, that is like a dance happening between the souls and the souls, and the souls and the matter, and it is like a beautiful you know, physical expression of what is happening at a subtle level. Life itself is a dance.
You mentioned earlier that when we understand you know, the heart and the head in their own potential, we can also understand it collectively, how it's going to happen. This is, I think, the crucial question. Everyone has a different insight about what is golden age and how it's going to be, or how it's going to feel. We all get a little glimpse of it. How do you see the transition? How does it become a being? How do we move collectively? As you know, the yoga is growing. There's all kind of happening. Some have samskaras that are starting to look like golden age samskaras. Others seems to be fairly happy with their old samskaras still. So how are we going to really see this golden age happening, in your opinion? How is this being going to happen collectively?
As Baba often mentions, you know, from the land of sorrow to land of peace and then land of happiness. Before that land of happiness, there has to be the seed. Without the seed, you cannot get the tree. And so the seed in this case is experiencing this eternal parista. This is what we are talking about, the subtle. And seed stage experiences, there is no shortcut. You know, the larger Brahmin family, we have to strive and get into making this stronger and deeper. And more we are experiencing things at that level, more of us experiencing it, it will become easy for the larger world to experience it. The direction is that way. There is no shortcut. We can't go to the golden age without the seed. The seed is strong, and we nourish that seed at the present time. Everything else will follow. As we said before, it is like a reflection.
Would you say that the seed is like a reset of the soul?
Seed is experiencing the seed stage. It is much, reset is a nice image, but it needs nourishment. It is not just one flip and get there. We need to see it from different angle. Just like ordinarily in the Iron Age, mind is going into the details and details of the physical world. Here you are using mind. The focus is to see details and details of the subtle dimension. You are using time to see the eternal paristhan, this life with the family of souls, life with God, our eternal home. All of these aspects are supreme, like a big wonder that exists. And the time is required to see this and experience and see different aspects of it, the richness that exists in relationships. Silent, everything is silent, but immensely rich. And the right word I like to use for this is, it is eternal paristhan. It is higher than golden age. Golden age is a reflection.
The reaching that higher state of being, which is more eternal than the golden age itself.
Golden age is like, will follow. You know, this is the original, this is the real. The golden age is still part of their drama. And golden age is golden age because of the seed behind.
Is it something that you've been reflecting on all these years in Brahmin life, or like many of us, we were thinking about it maybe in the beginning, then got caught up into service and other things, and now this program, of course, is inviting us to really reflect deeper into what really is Golden Age, how do we move towards that state of being and the transition period. But were there turning points in your Brahmin life in terms of reflection about the future? Has there been moments where you really got insights and feeling, oh, now it's becoming more important for me to connect with the future world as well?
Somehow not. That was somehow not important thing I was looking for. You know, like there are different areas one is interested at different time. More emphasis was experiencing avyakta experiences. That is sort of once certain things opens up, you want to know more about this. And that leads to certain other experiences, deeper experiences. And that gives you the insight of the potential of human beings at a subtle level. You know, when we use the word souls, you understand what these souls mean. It is a huge thing. You know, we are really talking about God-like beings. They are. You know, the angel, you know, these are real. These words are more appropriate for soul conscious souls. Once you are seeing the reality of this, then if they are in that state at a physical level, that is Golden Age. And at the physical, the beauty and perfection, that is truly irrelevant. Those personalities, it is Golden Age personalities. But the reason tells me that physical world is a reflection of the spiritual level. And if there are enough people experiencing this, in this mind, that sense of fullness, completeness, perfection, and immense love. This is what that awake soul heart is. Now, if this is what is happening, if all are experiencing this, more people come in these experiences, it is very unlikely that drama will be show something else. The physical level will be reflection. And as Baba speaks, you know, today also Baba spoke Golden Age and what has happened to it, you know, the 16 degrees and now it is 0 degrees. Baba is seeing how that inner fullness, inner perfection, that is Baba's method also. Baba works at that level, rest all will follow. Not that much. And personally, not having the visions or the details at a physical level, I can get some visualization, you know, but that is not relevant. But this sense of the physical perfection will follow the inner perfection. Subtle level.
Yes. We can't wait to complete that state of being. So how about you take us for a few minutes in a contemplative mood where you try to describe even more this kind of sense of being into a format of little meditation for a few minutes with us. Should we do that?
Sure. Big secret for this experience, giving ourselves a chance of that mind where there is zero desire, zero ego that we spoke, is using the spiritual sight. And with the spiritual sight, we see the whole physical world as a small theater. Including the present scene and everything that happened in the past is part of this theater and the story. With the spiritual sight, we come beyond the story. And beyond the story is the real world. It is subtle. It is eternal. This is that world of living stars, world with the Father. All look like stars that appears normal with this sight. It is normal to be immortal, normal to belong to God and loved by God. It is normal that all belong to this one family, all subtle, and they are not mixing it with the story. Story is happening separate. These people of light, they have no reason for desires in the story. They have no reason for sorrow. No reason for attachments. They find it strange attachments in that story. They stay in that silent contentment, silent peace. As they continue on their journey, in the sky or in the theater, they stay with their sight, the spiritual sight. They see the story a story. They do not lose themselves in the story.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Prashant Bhai. You've been a true Pandav, taking us as a guide into this very subtle dimension. So we appreciate very much the ability to describe that which is very, very subtle. Thank you. And welcome to Golden Age. We'll meet at some point there and before.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Prashant Bhai.